This is the Empowered Educational Conversations with Elaine and Christina podcast. We are two educators who have worked in over 7 different school districts and want to see change. We are here for our school leaders who have the desire to implement radical changes to fight the destructive nature of racism and injustice. This is a safe space for passionate school leaders and aspiring school leaders to listen in as we voice our concerns, laugh at our mistakes, and strategize ways to overcome adversity as educators, all while keeping it real.
Join us as we share our experience along with other important voices in the field. And don't forget to follow us on social media at Elaine and Christina, where we seek to build community and support one another in this work. While you're there, share this with a friend and colleague, and rate and review this podcast so we could get this to even more school leaders who want to do this work. All right, let's get to this episode.
Welcome back to the Empowered Educational Conversations podcast with Elaine and Christina, episode 83. Welcome back, Christina. How are you doing?
Oh, boy. I am, you know what's funny? I was going to say I am counting down till summer vacation. And then I'm like, wait a second. I work during the summer. I'm just tired. That's all. Nothing new.
Yeah, I feel you.
What about you?
It's been a minute since we've been on the podcast together.
That's true, because I feel like the ones that we have been together, we were like interviewing someone.
Yeah.
But it's been a minute since it's just the two of us.
You're right. Wow. Well, happy to be back together.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Same. I'm going to echo the same thing. I do get a summer. I'll have less of a summer than usual just because there's so much that my director wants us to work on during the summertime, and she has funding to pay for me to work a little extra. But yeah, tired, but I am excited about uninterrupted time during the summer.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, like, yes, I do work during the summer, but real talk, like, my primary role is to coach teachers. Mm-hmm. And then the second piece is professional development. So it's like this, since the teachers are going to be on vacay, this is really the time for the department that I work in to like train and provide professional development to new teachers, particularly the newly hired teachers. So, I mean, really, I can't complain that my work schedule during the summer is jam-packed. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, in a sense, I am looking forward to the last week of school or last day of school.
There you go.
There it is.
Well, if y'all didn't check out our last episode, we had an interview with an international school counselor. And if that is something that you've just been interested in or curious about what it's like to work at an international school, go back and check out that episode. But why don't we just jump right into this episode, Christina?
All righty. So today, or for this episode, we're addressing an important issue that's been affecting many schools. Basically, it's the tendency of site-level administrators to assign tasks to TSAs, or teachers on special assignments, TOSAs, whatever y'all call it at your school site or district, that fall outside of their job descriptions. When we do this, it not only impacts the effectiveness of our TSAs, but also the overall school environment. So let's just take a step back and, you know, not make any assumptions. What exactly is a TSA or a TOSA? So a TSA or TOSA is a teacher on special assignment who is an educator who takes on specialized roles within the school or district. These roles can vary widely, but typically include responsibilities such as supporting student achievement, helping out in curriculum development, and providing professional development for other teachers. Now, the intended purpose of these positions is incredibly important. TSAs are meant to be change agents within their schools, driving initiatives that support student achievement and teacher development. So by focusing on these key areas, TSAs help elevate the quality of education and ensure that both students and teachers have the resources and support that they need to succeed. So when utilized correctly, TSAs can make a tremendous positive impact. So for example, a TSA dedicated to curriculum development might create innovative lesson plans that help teacher engage students more effectively, or, you know, like a lot of, ever since we've adopted the Common Core state standards, a lot of districts, particularly in California, have adopted curriculum like Eureka Math, right, or EL Education. So these are packaged curriculum. So I know that a lot of TSAs help train and coach teachers, whether they're new or veteran, on how to implement adopted curriculum into their classrooms. Another TSA focus on professional development, as I said, specifically for new teachers, providing them with guidance and support needed to thrive in their new roles. However, when TSAs are assigned tasks that fall outside their job description, such as admin duties or hella subbing for absent teachers, it not only undermines their specialized role, but it also diminishes the potential benefits that can bring to the school. So this misalignment could lead to frustration, burnout, and ultimately a less effective school environment. So with this particular episode, y'all, we'll explore these challenges in more detail. We'll share our own personal experiences and examples of both the misuse and the proper use of TSAs. We'll also discuss best practices and provide practical solutions for administrators to ensure TSAs are utilized effectively within their intended roles. How about that for an intro?
Well, that's the episode. No, you know, we're going to talk about like the issue when it comes to role misalignment, but as you were kind of going through the intro, and I'm thinking about like why the misalignment of the role is an issue, it really comes down to, wow, I like leadership, and especially if it's a school site leader, if they don't have a clear vision or mission, it could easily create misalignment, right? It could easily lead to assigning tasks that are not in their job description, especially in schools where having a TSA or a TOSA could really help drive a lot of the initiatives and really work on the goals that the district has, the school has, for curriculum instruction, or even just anything, attendance, like however, whatever area you're trying to work on, you know, TSAs, TOSAs can definitely aid in that, because they're kind of the extra
expert, I would say, to support your teaching staff or other staff members on working on their practice to achieve those goals and outcomes. And so if a school who needs that, but also has, you know, high teacher vacancies or low sub funding, I'm just thinking a lot about like what I'm hearing in just district in years past, is that admin can easily say, well, oh, okay, I don't necessarily know what the TOSA or TSA is working on because I don't necessarily have a direction for them, and they are, but I don't. And so they could sub, or they can help me with these things. I know that there are often times that TSAs and or TOSAs, and I'm going to include myself as a counseling on special assignment as a COSA, is that it is sometimes filling the need for school sites or like district needs that don't necessarily fall under the actual job description. And, you know, all of us go in, like take those positions because we want to be at a different level of supporting teachers and counselors and other staff. But because of that, we also want to help out when needed. So if a principal is going to ask us to fill in or cover something, you know, it's really hard oftentimes to say no. And so really it's working on identifying what the problem is and why the role of the TSA or TOSA is misaligned, whether it's a school site TSA or district TSA. And if this happens, you know, the misalignment, the impact on our TSAs, TOSAs, COSAs, and school culture is really, it's hard to measure effectiveness. If it's not driven by an overall vision and mission, whether at site or district, your TSA, COSA, TOSA, they are pretty, like, I think they're pretty clear on what they want to accomplish if they're in that position for the reason of improving outcomes. And if that's the case, if the site administrator or the district director isn't necessarily connecting the dots to the work that they're doing with the overall vision, then the effectiveness isn't going to be seen the way that we want it to be seen if we're not all kind of working under the same direction or in the same direction. And I mean, I know we see it everywhere, and it's the same thing for our teaching staff and counseling staff. Same thing goes for our TSAs and COSAs and TOSAs, because if they're not feeling like their work is being appreciated or that they're even able to accomplish what they're trying to do, it really does impact job satisfaction. You know, it's the same reasons why teachers decide to leave or counselors decide to find jobs in different districts, is that job satisfaction piece. Like, are they really able to do the work that they set out to do or envisioned in their scope of practice? Also, I mean, if there isn't an alignment with the role, or they're being used for things that aren't directly impacting, you know, curriculum or instruction or tier one supports or even just tiered levels of supports and interventions, it's going to impact the school culture and overall student outcomes. And so, again, I think, especially for the schools that create these positions, specifically with an idea in mind, and then the role just kind of morphs into whatever's needed to fill a need instead of work on a problem of practice, you're not going to see those outcomes. It's going to impact the school culture. It's going to impact the students that need it. And then it just creates a lot of confusion among staff members, especially if they're like, we're sold that we have a teacher on special assignment or a counselor on special assignment that is going to work with you closely this entire school year on your scope and sequence, on your lesson plans, on classroom environment, on whatever, you know, long list. And we hear this at the beginning of the year, your site leader kind of like, this is our plan. This is who we've hired, or this is why we've allocated sections this way. And then your staff sees them doing other things like, you know, subbing or other things that I'm sure, Christina, you can go into. Your staff is going to start losing trust in what this TSA TOSA COSA should be doing for them or for the school. You want to speak on that?
Yeah. It's so interesting, you know, working in the position that I'm in as well. Like Aline is a COSA. I'm a TOSA, but I am not a TOSA at a school site. I'm central or district. And so it's really interesting to when I visit different school sites and, you know, it's like yes, I'm a part of the quote unquote community, but at the same time, I'm like an outsider. And so it's very interesting to observe and be that fly on the wall to see how admin utilizes their TSAs. And I mean, we can use the excuse about, I feel like everybody, not everybody, that's an exaggeration, but educators and school leaders, teachers, counselors, whatever, like, I hear this all the time because it's like, oh, well, because of COVID, like COVID this, COVID that. And I'm like, no, our shit's been off the educational system has been shitty even before COVID. So like we could just stop blaming COVID. But basically what I'm trying to say is that I just see a lot of our school site, like, because they give their TOSAs basically like AP shit. Like, they're like, sometimes I'll visit school campuses, and if they did not tell me that they were a TSA, I would have just assumed that they were assistant principals. I mean, because I've seen it, I've seen TSAs. Subbing classes is like the least of their worries. I've seen them like supervise passing periods. They have like their own walkie-talkies. And I'm like, yo, why do you have a walkie-talkie? Like, it's insane that they have one. They are supervising recess, passing period, lunch periods. I've seen one TSA who helps with it. Not, I've seen more than one TSA help with disciplinary issues, not necessarily adult issues, but of course, student behavioral, tier one, tier two, doing investigations. It's like, that is so foul. I mean, it's like, first of all, does this TSA even have an admin credential? And even if they did, they still shouldn't even be, they shouldn't even be doing that stuff, right? And two, if they are going to be doing that stuff and they do happen to have a admin credential, they better be compensated for that. Right? It's like, you know what I think a lot of the problems are is that I feel like we're just cut and pasting what we know. So like, it's not rare. It happens all the time where a lot of the TSAs, a lot of them become admin. Right? And so if that was their experience, once they have TSAs, it's like, well, that's what I did when I was a TSA. Or let me really, really stretch out that last statement that's in the job description, right? Like everyone's favorite. The additional duties one. Like, I feel, and here's the confusion. Basically, what I'm trying to say, my bad, y'all. What I'm trying to say is that if you have your TSA have even a pinky toe involved in student discipline, what is going to end up happening with the staff? They're going to be going to that staff member, because trust me, it's easier to get to the TSA than it is to the principal or assistant principal. That's from what I'm observing.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going to your TSA for help when it comes to professional development, unit lesson planning, coaching, instead they're going to be going to them for disciplinary issues and classroom culture issues,
mm-hmm.
as well as maybe there's even a lack of trust, because they're like, wait a second, are they teachers? Are they counselors? Or are they part of the admin team?
Yeah.
Like, are they going to evaluate me if I go to them? Like, or are they
right.
going to share some information with administrators? So, I mean, that's the confusion that we're talking about, right? Like, if my understanding, if this is what the TSA is supposed to be, but the TSA is doing this, like, when do I go to them, or should I go to them? So
yeah,
there is that piece.
I'm curious though, Christina, about your personal experience, because you were in a position when you were a principal around creating these types of positions. So what is your personal experience with it?
Well, it was actually pretty cool. Like, I think one of the things that I was really proud of, and if these two TSAs ever listen to this episode, they could feel free to correct me if my memory is different from theirs. But basically, when I was a principal at a high school, I created two 12-month TSA positions. I created one ELA and one math TSA positions. And their main roles and responsibilities included the following. Their primary roles were to coach new teachers. And we always had a shitload of new teachers each year. So we were hoping that with the support of these new teachers, that it would cut down the turnover each year. So coaching new teachers, they would be a part of the ILT team, so the instructional leadership team. And the instructional leadership team were the ones that gave their insight of what professional development should look like on school campus. They were the main support providers for specifically the ELD teacher and the ELA and math support teachers, as well as the reading support teachers. They specifically, and honestly, this was probably the number one reason why I wanted this position or wanted these TSA positions, is that they designed and facilitated most of the site level PDs. So every Wednesday we had a short day Wednesday, as well as two teacher work days, fall semester and spring semester. And so they designed those schools, teacher release days. And so, I mean, that just really, I was like, all right, as a school administrator, there's no way, even though I am the instructional leader,
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, if I can't do it, I need to figure out a way for it to happen. And so that is, I was like, well, a solution to that is having site level TSAs. In addition to that, both of them, they supported and they collaborated with the ELA and math department chairs, which I thought was really cool, because they were both veteran ELA and math teachers, and I wanted them to transition the department chairs for the following year. So they didn't have to be the support or co-chairs the following year. So it's really helping them build the capacity so those new incoming department chairs have the capabilities to do so. And then, of course, I ain't gonna lie to you, I had them cover classes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had them sub. Specifically, when a substitute teacher cancels, or when we couldn't find prep period coverage. So let's put it this way. Let's say that a teacher called in sick, we couldn't find a sub, or the sub canceled. So now we're going through prep periods with the other teachers. And then if we couldn't find someone within the prep periods, then we hit them up. So in other words, they were like our third choice. Now, that example is specifically when I, with site level TSAs, when I was a principal. But then I also have experience with TOSAs when I was working as an assistant principal at various smaller districts. And I noticed that smaller districts, that at least the ones that I worked at, they didn't have site level TSAs. The smaller districts that I worked at, we only had district or central TSAs, where their task was extra, extra, extra specific. So, like for instance, there's this one district where when we had TSAs, they only helped with the implementation of EL education, or they only helped with the Eureka math, or only helped with the ELD curriculum. And nothing else was asked of them besides that. And so, as I said before, this is, and I like, it's now that I am a central coach, and I've been a central coach for 2 years, it's, as I said before, it's, I'm not fly on the wall. And I just continue, it's specifically with bigger school districts, I just continuously see administrators like just utilizing their TSAs for things that were part of the original plan. I'm pretty sure if we looked at their SIPSAs or their budget, it wouldn't say like we're setting aside this money for this TSA so that they could respond to student referrals or do investigations, right? Like, those are just things that I have seen, that I have constant, like, it's just a constant concern. But with that said, Aline, what about you in terms of your personal experiences with when you were administrator dealing with TOSAs, or even your current position now as a counselor on special, a central counselor on special assignment?
You know, I guess I don't have too much experience with seeing TOSAs. Well, COSAs are very hard to find in the Bay Area. And so most of what I'm sharing is my experience with TSAs just even working in the system or as an administrator. Our TSAs or TOSAs were primarily offering coaching, the new teacher support, and planning for PDs. And that was like, yeah, you know, now that I think about it, sometimes they did some coverage, but it was like the example you stated, only when there was a, like, this huge need that there wasn't a sub, that they couldn't find coverage, and that the admin couldn't cover. Because even at one of the schools I was an admin at, if an admin couldn't cover, then we would go to our TSAs. Like, they were super protected as far as their time goes. But I also remember that it wasn't, for some of them, it wasn't their full position. And so I did see, and this is again in a smaller district, that our TSAs still had a few sections that they taught, and then maybe had like two sections that were for TSA or a special assignment. So that was the other piece that I have experience with, is seeing that, especially at the site level, that sometimes depending on the size of the school, the size of the district, is that a principal may not be able to give them a full-time teacher on special assignment role, and it might be part-time. And I think with that, there was more, you know, respect and understanding of their work, and not to like pull them in different directions. Same thing now, like, there aren't very, I shouldn't say that. I don't know of very many schools that create their own positions. And if they do, it's very specific to either math or ELD, but specific, most like most of it is for ELD support with ELD teachers and curriculum. And same, it's pretty respected. There isn't a lot of misalignment. And then now, like with the COSA, as a COSA position, I mean, I think my job description was just too like too much to even accomplish within this year, or it was just a lot. And so I think because it was such a new position, it has been redefined throughout this year. But even so, there was a clear vision for what they wanted my position to work on. And so I've been able to stay in alignment with that vision. And if there was anything done outside of that, it was because I did it to myself. And that's something that I'm reflecting on in my position, because that's the same, that's the thing. One side of it is your site leader is asking you to do things out of your role. Or, you know, again, like I mentioned earlier, like, we do this job because we want to be of service. And so I had moments where I may have done more than I should have. And I've kind of set myself up for that. So there's reflection on my part that I'm doing so that I can kind of work on that for next year. And I think that's happening a lot with the TOSAs I work with. It's kind of reflecting on like what should I be doing next year? And what are some things that I may need to let go of because it's not actually in alignment? But I wouldn't say I've had too much directives around that, but more conversations about how that can shift and what's come up. So I would say that those are my personal experiences. I was never in a position to create those, like create TSA positions, but being serving in one now, it's been a very interesting experience to see how it unfolds at the district level.
Yeah, I just listening to you, like you mentioned how if there were site TSAs or TSAs in general at the schools that you worked at, their positions were very specific or their roles were very specific. Like, once again, like that's an example of working at smaller school districts. I feel like the issues that we are speaking about, that when admin tend to go pull their TSAs in 20 different directions, is when it tends to be the bigger school districts.
And also, Christina, let's think about resources. Maybe they're also under-resourced.
Absolutely.
And like, some schools actually need more administrators than what they're allocated. And that's something that I feel is often not addressed, because we're often like finding sections for more teachers. But there are some schools in that situation that could benefit from an additional administrator.
Right. But you're going to talk more about this too with our recommendations for site level administrators. But one of them is like just really looking at the data And if you noticed that your TSA did majority subbing,
right?
Maybe next year you don't need a TSA and you need to use that to fund a STIP sub.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of like really assessing the need of your school. Like, yeah, it's cool to have all these different positions for the just in case, but that's not the best way of addressing your school needs, right? It's like really being intentional.
Yeah.
But,
so what are your recommendations?
So with that said, well, my recommendation is very specific. And of course, I'm going to share it with just sharing what I did when I had my two TSAs. So with my two TSAs, I had them do the following to help them and help myself really understand what their role is and how they are supporting the school's vision and mission and goals. So what I had them do is that I had them unpack, or we unpacked together, like our understanding of what the district TSA job description was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave them an opportunity to write their own job description. So in other words, like they took the overall general job description from the district, and based on that, they created their own job description and how that translated to our school site, right? Based on our vision, mission, and goals, based on our data, based on how many new teachers we had, based on our ELD scores, based on how many math support classes we had, based on the reading support classes that we had. All right. So it's like, it's a matter of like, right, like the district gives us the general definition. But when we took that and we defined it of like, how does that look like at our school site? From there, we met once a marking period. Sometimes it was one-on-one, many times it was the three of us. And it was for them to give me updates, to tell me what they were planning or what support they needed for the following marking period. So like if they're just like, hey, we have district-wide Lexile assessments that need to be done. We need your support doing this. We need time during the staff meeting to train them how to log on to the system, whatever it may be, right? So it's like, I'm their support provider, right? To help them so that they could do their, so they could fulfill their jobs. But if I really had like, if just reflecting on that whole experience, I definitely would have done things differently. As I said, I met with them once a marking period. Well, honestly, I think I should have met with them more. And we had set biweekly meetings. And well, shit popped off in school. I mean, so what happened was like I ended up canceling the meeting, or I ended up rescheduling the meeting. Many times it was just canceling without rescheduling. But I just wanted to make sure that I met with them once, right? So I think I would have just made sure that I met with them biweekly at the least and kept those meetings sacred. Just like how I would have told my school secretary, Ms. Thomas at that time, like no matter what, I can never miss an IEP, I can never miss a 504, and I can never miss a formal observation. Like those were like my three things where I'm just like, I am not going, like I cannot miss this. And so I truly believe that meeting with my TSAs should have been on that sacred list, right? Especially since they have such a huge impact on the school.
Yeah.
School-wide professional development, supporting our new teachers. And on average, that school had at least anywhere from 15 to 20 new teachers a year.
Yeah.
So yes, I think one meeting should have been focused on updates and their needs and supports. And then the second meeting should be about like us collect unpacking data, right? So really using that time as inquiry and to assess and to plan next steps. So those are my like aha moments and what I wish I would have done. But that's very specific. So Aline, could you just share with us some general recommendations just overall for those site leaders who have TOSAs or COSAs in their master schedule?
Yeah, just kind of what was mentioned before, like knowing your vision and mission and understanding how those TSAs, TOSAs, and COSAs fit in them. You know, because that's really, basic need is having a vision and mission and to to revisit that annually. And it doesn't just stop there, because I'm thinking a lot. I think I'm just laughing in my head because, I mean, there's lots of times that we just create it and never look at it again. That's a general recommendation. And once you have that vision and mission, really drilling down and seeing how everything, all your initiatives, all of your pilots, all of your, created roles, even how all the departments would show up in that vision and mission. Set and respect clear boundaries. I think that this is super important in general. I would say, for any leader to really think through what their own clear boundaries are. Just kind of like what you mentioned, Christina, on like, these are the meetings that I cannot miss. Like, do not reschedule them or try to get me out of them. Same thing goes for having this discussion with your leadership team. And when I say leadership team, it's not just like your admin team. I'm talking about leadership team where it's like all the people that are helping you run a school, right? Helping you deliver the outcomes that you're trying to work towards. And have that conversation around like, what are our boundaries? Let's just say we know that Fridays are huge sub days. Can we have an agreement where, I kind of like sound the alarm if Thursday I see that we have, half of our teachers out and I'm going to need the help of the TOSAs or the COSA to cover classes after I've exhausted all of my options. Just kind of like talking through what that looks like with your team. And this is like, reflect on your position, on the position year to year. And this goes for a lot of things. Just like you're reviewing your vision and mission, you also want to reflect on how the position is going, what it's working towards, if it's needed full time, like really just thinking about it. And just like we say, do not roll over your master schedule year to year. It's the same thing. Like, you want to analyze what is the student need in that current year or the next year. Before, saying that we're going to forever need a TSA or an EL TOSA or a COSA. Christina mentioned this, but like, assess the data of the impact with the TSA position at your school sites. But I'm going to say that first you have to identify the type of data you want to be collecting and
100%.
What you're working towards. Because I do think like we have to get clear on what data. And we have to get clear on how that data is going to be reported, not just like anecdotal and not just like from meeting agendas, but really like what are the data sets that we're going to pull to measure effectiveness and the impact. Assess why you or your admin team have been needing to assign duties outside the intended TSA role. Like Christina mentioned, if it's like a sub issue, if maybe something else is needed, maybe it's something that the TSA themselves just cannot address. And so it's a larger issue on your campus that might need something entirely different, whether it be a consultant contract, whether it be professional development, and instead of a specific role, really trying to understand, like, why have we not been utilizing them? Is it because we have such a higher need in another area? Or is it because we actually do not need that type of role anymore? So you won't know that unless you start asking yourself, what do we ask the TSA, the TOSA COSA to do? And what is it telling us? And then, like, really, you know, why, really asking yourself, why is this preventing the team from accomplishing the roles and responsibilities? And what needs to be changed or reprioritized? I always go back to the example of, like, we just cannot roll over our master schedule year to year. We really have to take the time to assess, to discuss, to evaluate, and to revise our plans. It just cannot. I think that's how we continue to maintain the status quo, if we're not reviewing and revising and discussing often. So that would be mine.
Well, y'all, you heard it from us. And we are, once again, we are former administrators, as well as we are currently COSAs and TOSAs ourselves. And I, you know, before I officially close it out, I just want to say, like, it's interesting, you know, just being able to, like, step back and share our thoughts and insights about this, being former administrators. It actually made me reflect on my practices, like, oh shit, did I do this? And it's just one of those things where I, you know, not that I'm, like, trying to preach to, like, the youngins out there, but there are times when I do come across some TOSAs when I visit school sites, and I'm just like, why are there two referrals in your hand? Like,
and I hope, Christina, I hope that is, like, not the norm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really do hope, like, if those of you listening, if you're, like, nodding your head, or if you as a site leader are, like, realizing that you do that, I really hope that you take into consideration all that we've talked about. Because I mean, we all know that what happens when you don't actually use people for their zone of genius, it burns out, or things end up being more of a mess than what it was, what it was intended to do.
Right. And I just want to end it with, like, you know, utilizing your TSA to cover admin roles and responsibilities. Like, I get it. There's a lot of fires going on, right? But when you do that, it's a Band-Aid situation. So it fixes the issue temporarily for that moment, but this cannot be an ongoing daily thing.
Yeah.
And you as a leader, it is your role and responsibility to figure out how to address that issue.
Yeah. What better time? It's the end of the school year.
Say that again.
I said, what better time? It's the end. It's almost the end of the school year.
Okay.
And, you know, this is kind of the time where you start, like, asking yourself these questions, start going into the summer, start looking at, well, not start. You should already be in your section allocation. You should be kind of reviewing some of this data or meeting with your leadership team about these things. So I think it's a perfect time to start asking yourself these things about your TOSAs and COSAs and your special assignments on campus.
Well, y'all, we hope that this was insightful. Hopefully not relatable to too many, but if it is relatable to y'all, like, we hope that, you know, it just sparks you know, some reflection and hopefully some like realization and next steps. So thank you. And tune into our next episode.
All right, bye. We hope you enjoy this conversation. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Aline and Christina. Check out our content and engage in a conversation with us through the comments or DMs.
Also, please help us grow and share this with your friends, colleagues, as well as post on your social media. We look forward to next time. Take it easy.